I hope she'll be a fool.
That's the best thing a girl can be in this world. A beautiful little fool. Daisy Buchanan in F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby. Chapter 1. Vera. Fashion kills. Crouching for long periods of time was never fun, but doing it in patent leather T-strap heels was murder. Vera usually tried to wear more comfortable shoes when she was following someone, but there'd been no time to change. She'd been working at the Green Mill when she'd overheard Carlito Macarelli mention a meeting on the docks with Sebastian Gray. She'd immediately called a cab.
"Follow that car,"
she'd ordered the driver. A normal cabbie would never put himself at her disposal for this sort of activity. A black girl telling a cab driver to follow a wealthy white man? But Wally was not a normal cabbie. He was that rarity, a black man with his own taxi and license. He was a family friend and happy to help her clear her brother's name.
"Jerome is like the son I wish I'd never had,"
Wally liked to say. Most nights, he waited outside the Green Mill until she was done with her shift to take her home. Tonight, they followed the taillights of Carlito's Rolls Royce all the way through downtown and to the docks, a place Vera usually avoided. This area was dangerous. Vera already worked in a mob-run speakeasy. She didn't need the added threat of being around when the gangsters unloaded the hooch. She asked Wally to let her out a block behind where Carlito parked the Rolls in the vacant lot. The hulking shadows of ships loomed to the east, but here the docks were still and silent. Vera edged close to the Rolls, dodging from shadow to shadow, until at last she found a hiding place behind a stack of tied-up crates. Already there was Bastian Gray. She could see his smug features as he lit a butt from his silver cigarette case. He ambled out on the pier and stood smoking, staring out at the water. She was sweltering on this warm summer night, thanks to her black knee-length trench coat, but Bastian looked at ease in the heat, irritatingly handsome in a brown suit, his cheeks freshly shaven, his dark hair slicked back and parted. He was a looker. That much Vera couldn't deny.
"What do you want?"
Carlito called out as he walked up, the lights from the pier warehouse catching his gray pinstripe suit and black fedora. Carlito was her boss and had once employed her brother, Jerome, as the piano player at the Green Mill. But then Carlito and Tony Pacelli, one of his goons, had tried to kill Jerome. And Gloria, Bastian's high society fiancé, had shot Tony dead. And then Gloria and Vera's brother had to flee Chicago to save their lives. And it was all Vera's fault. Vera had been the one feeding Bastian information about Jerome and Gloria. Vera had been the one determined to break up their secret affair. Just because Vera hadn't known that Bastian was telling everything to Carlito didn't mean she was any less guilty. That was why Vera was here, crouched behind a stack of crates, hoping to learn something incriminating about Carlito and Bastian, something she could use to barter for her brother's life.
"What do I want?"
Bastian flipped his cigarette in a bright arc across the lot.
"You're the one who told me to meet you here."
Carlito stepped backward.
"No, I didn't."
"Secret notes and midnight meetings."
Bastian walked a few steps away.
"I'm tired of your little games, Macarelli."
Only a young man, as despicable as Bastian Gray, could work with mobsters and show a proud distaste for them at the same time.
"This isn't a game,"
Carlito said, casting a quick glance over his shoulder.
"And I didn't send you a note. That means someone else did."
"Don't be absurd,"
Bastian said, lighting another cigarette.
"Why would anyone go to the trouble of dragging us out here?"
Vera was leaning forward to hear better when she felt a hand crawl over her mouth.
What are you playing at?
A woman's voice whispered. She wanted to struggle against the stranger's hold, but she couldn't give herself away. She felt herself being turned around to face her attacker. Vera stared into the eyes of Maud Cortino, Carlito's Moll. When Maud had been a flapper, she'd barely paid attention to anyone outside her glamorous inner circle. Since she'd gotten with Carlito, she stuck to his side and spoke only when she was spoken to.